This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday with so many great things happening out there and some scary things happening. And I hope I don't lose my temper when I get to a little story here, actually. And you know what? I'm just going to lead off with it. We'll go ahead and talk about the BlackRock Panama Canal thing in a minute. We'll talk about the hive mind thing probably after that. These some emails, but I'm going to stay calm. It's been a while since I lost my temper on the air. I like to laugh, but it has been a while since I lost my temper. Chris, don't give me that look. No, I'm not going to lose my temper. My blood pressure has never been lower. I feel great. But we talk about the looting of the Treasury a lot, how we are in the looting of the Treasury phase of the empire. And it's very, very hard for me to handle because they're looting you, and they're looting me, and they're looting my children. Evil thieves have taken over this government, and they work day and night to figure out how to steal from us, and it drives me up the wall. Absolutely up the wall. This was reported by a local news station in San Antonio, and I'll just let it play and just realize this is one story, one local news station. Just think for a moment how widespread this is across the country, because we allowed our government to be filled up with freaking monsters. Listen to what these people have done to us.
The Department of Health and Human Services had terminated a contract paying Family Endeavors $18 million a month to operate an empty facility in West Texas. The organization is also known as Endeavors, and you may have seen its administrative headquarters and wellness center on De Zavala Road, where it has a cluster of buildings and storefronts. DOGE focused on an overflow housing facility for migrant families Endeavors operates in Pecos, Texas, which DOGE says has been sitting empty, while Endeavors has been receiving the $18 million per month. DOGE also claims Endeavors received its HHS contract in 2021 after a former ICE employee and Biden transition team member joined the nonprofit.
Joe Biden got elected in 2020, and he took somebody who used to work at ICE and also used to work for his campaign, and they left Joe Biden's team to go to an NGO and then proceeded under communist rule to hand these people $18 million a month of your money for an empty warehouse. I'm just going to say this. I am very impressed so far with Trump's presidency. I know the news dropped earlier about the IRS is supposedly going to fire half of its employees, and I have the border security and peace deal, and I'm really, really happy. I just want to be crystal clear about that. I'm very, very happy. But if this 4 years ends and government people are not in prison, then the second Trump presidency is a failure. Pam Bondi is a failure. Kash Patel is a failure. What has been done to you is criminal. It's not waste. It's criminal. These are crimes that were done to the American people. They were done on purpose. The Biden four-year presidency was the most evil presidency in the history of this country by a large margin. And if government people are not in prison by the end of Donald Trump's four-year term, then Donald Trump's second term is a failure. I understand the legal process takes time. This is not me saying that second Trump term is a failure. As I just said, I'm thrilled about it. So don't send me your emails. How could you say I'm a failure? Just stop. Get an extra brain cell to rub together. That's not what I said at all. So let me be crystal clear. If the four-year term ends and government people are not in prison, then the second Donald Trump presidency is a failure. Because I don't care how much you secure the border, how many peace deals you sign in Ukraine. I don't care how much you cut taxes. I don't even care how many government employees you fire. If you don't send criminals to prison for the criminal acts they committed against the American taxpayer during their time in power, then what will happen is the next group of communists will simply open the border, fire up the war again, raise taxes, and hire every single government employee back, if not hire more of them back. If you don't make an example of criminals who commit criminal acts with their government role, then your presidency was worthless. And is Pam Bondi up to the task? I have no idea whether or not she's up to the task. I voiced my concerns before. I am taking a wait-and-see approach right now because, as I said, legal things take time. I understand that. I'm not a moron. I don't need arrests tonight. You have to build a case, indictments, and things. I understand it. I get it all the way. But this kind of thing makes me so angry. When I read this story, I could have punched a wall. And it's one story of a million, right? It's one story of a million of the monsters, the animals in the Democrat Party who run this government. The bureaucrats and the elected Democrats, the savages who run this government, and the way they've pillaged this country, the way they have pillaged you, the country I love, makes me sick to my stomach, and it makes me want to freaking hurt somebody. I'm serious, it does. This is, by the way, like I said, it's not a one-off. This is from just Illinois, this next one, but it's not a one-off. This is what they do. These communists, they get elected into office, and they do the same thing communists have always done. They promise the street animals a revolution, and they get into office. And, of course, there's never any revolution. Of course, they'll destroy everything, but they find a way to strip the country bare of every ounce of wealth and stuff it in their pockets. It's the same thing Lenin did. It's the same thing Mao did. It's the same thing the scumbag Kim family in North Korea did. They all do the exact same freaking thing every single time. Gosh, I hate them. You hear this story?
This afternoon, a new audit from the state shows Illinois massively overspent on a program giving immigrants access to state-sponsored health care. The audit found over 3 years, the state spent $900 million more than expected on the program, partially due to it expanding three times since 2020 because the need was dire. Governor Pritzker, though, already proposed scaling back health care for undocumented immigrants in his proposed budget earlier this month. And advocates for the health care plan were at the state capitol yesterday fighting for it. But many Republican state lawmakers say the findings of this audit is reason enough just to scrap the entire program.
$900 million. The program wasn't $900 million. $900 million in overages. How many people listening to me right now in Illinois have drained their savings, have taken out a second job, are doing everything they can to make ends meet, and the vile Marxist scumbags who run your government pillaged you, took money out of your wallet, and handed it to barbarians? I'm tired, man. I'm tired of it. And I'll tell you something else. Like I said, I am being patient. I really genuinely am. And like the IRS, firings, thrilled. Yes, Reduce the size of the government. Good. Happy. Good. Reduce it. You're going to have to excuse me if I hear stories like this and I don't go do backflips and cartwheels and party poppers over firings. I'm tired of hearing about firings. I want to know who's going to prison. I want to know who's going to prison for what they've done to the country I would die for. I'm trying not to get my hopes up. I'm trying not to get your hopes up or down. I don't know. We have 4 years. Well, I take that back. Got about 3.5. People better go to prison for this stuff. I don't want to hear about people getting fired anymore. I want to hear who's going to jail. Government people. And I don't mean a guy, a girl. Who's going to prison for this stuff? All right? See? Didn't lose my temper, Chris. Didn't even get that mad. What? No, I didn't. I did not. I didn't even yell either. I'm good. You know, we're going to do some emails because I'm so happy. I feel good right now. Probably the relief factor, though, honestly, if we're being honest. I take relief factor every day because relief factor removes your pain in a drug-free way. You know, that's what relief factor can do for you. The pain that holds you back from anything, from standing, from sitting, from golfing, from working construction, from going for a walk, going for a hike. What don't you do? What hurts? What hurts all the time? Ah, this back. Ah, my shoulder. What is it you complain about? Have you tried Relief Factor? You can try it for 3 weeks for $19.95. And if you like it, if it does what I tell you it does, just order some more. And if it doesn't, what did you lose? $19.95? Give it 3 weeks and watch your pain disappear. ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some of those right now. Dear Oracle, you know those black nitrile gloves every middle-aged guy who's way too into barbecue has? I have those gloves. Anyway, wear those when you eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I use them when I eat wings, and it makes cleanup a breeze in addition to preventing an injury like yours. You know, I bought those gloves. I bought those gloves because I saw all the pitmasters had them, and I was, what, Chris? I told you I was starting to get into brisket and smoking things. What? You have them to work on cars? Well, I have them to work on culinary masterpieces, I'll have you know, Chris. So I have them, and I'm about to say something, and I know I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I use them a lot. I use them when I make my burgers because I don't want to have to, because the burger, you know, I tell you to mix up all the burger and things like that. That fat layer is hard to scrape off the skin, but it gets worse than that. I use them when I make bacon. Hear me out. It's easier than having to wash your hands every time you throw the bacon in. It's not that I'm worried about some bacon grease on there. I've had a million pounds of bacon grease on my hand. It's just easier to turn around and do the vroom. That's kind of the sound it makes. Vroom. You take the rubber glove off, drop it in the trash can, and you're in there like swimwear. You're good to go. What, Chris? I know it's embarrassing. I've never actually used them for wings, but now you know what I'm going to do? Next time we go out for wings, I'm not going to tell Ob, and I'm going to bring a pair of them in my pocket, and I'm going to bust them out and throw them on and see what she says. What, Chris? Is it going to add a weird taste? No, Chris, I don't eat the gloves. I'll just eat the wings themselves. Being the most entertaining host on the radio, you have inherited Rush's legacy of being off the air every time something big breaks. Oh, how I wish I'd been able to hear you live after the Zelensky beatdown on Friday. Look, it pained me not to be here to talk to you about this.
You're not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I
wait a minute? No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and you men are brave. But
it still floors me. I'll go ahead and let it play in a second, but it still floors me how he didn't shut up when Trump was very clearly getting agitated and started raising his voice. And look, I've heard the accusations. Is he on drugs? Is he? I have no idea. I don't know. Is he just arrogant? I don't know. But how in the world can you be that bad at reading the room? I've told you before, I tell my boys all the time, one of the most valuable skills in life you have to teach yourself is taking the temperature of the room. It's one of the most valuable skills you can pick up. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to yell. There's a time to shut up. There's a time to, and you won't ever know unless you watch, listen, and kind of develop a feel for it. How could he not see that Trump was really losing his temper? And then he just keeps talking over him and talking over him. Like, dude, oh,
they had to use our military.
Yes. What about
if you didn't have
you
our military
me.
Equipment?
You invited.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh, one more word. You've heard me rant on this before. I'm going to say it again. This moron Angus King went on 60 Minutes and said this.
I always try to think of, you know, what's the argument on both sides? I cannot think of a rational argument for pulling our support from Ukraine. They've done the dying. All they've asked for us is to send them the means to defend themselves.
In this moment, what should Congress be doing about Ukraine?
I think they have to start speaking up, because if we persist in walking away from Ukraine, it will be the greatest geopolitical mistake that this country's made since World War II.
It's that last part. I just want to say one more thing about. This might be breaking news, so I'm going to let you know this.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just. I don't know if you know, but World War II isn't the only war that was ever fought. I swear to you, on my life, before World War II, there was even a World War I. That's why they named it World War II. And before that, there were like all kinds of wars all over the place. And so everyone who invades isn't Hitler. Everyone who stands up to Hitler isn't Churchill. Everyone who wants a peace agreement isn't Neville Chamberlain. And oh, by the way, again, breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There have been wars after World War II, too. I swear, on my life, there have been. So can we please stop comparing every war to World War II? I can't take it anymore. The over-the-topness of it all drives me insane. And in fact, on that note, we're going to talk about why. You know what? Let's go ahead and dig into this in a moment. Why is it that the left and half of the right loves this? They love, he's Churchill, he's Hitler, he's Neville Chamberlain. Let's talk about this again briefly. Why? Now, would you like to learn more about history? Would you like to ensure that you know more than just World War II? That's what Hillsdale College is for. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm not going to be able to get into Hillsdale. Well, stand in line. I'm not going to be able to get into Hillsdale either. I'm too stupid. I don't have to get into Hillsdale. They give me more than 40 classes for free online. We're talking classes on your freaking phone, on your laptop. And maybe you're thinking, oh, I don't want to take college classes. You have no idea how good and interesting the subjects are. You want to learn about the Roman Republic? You want to nerd out on the Constitution? So your liberal Aunt Peggy has no chance when she's like, that's unconstitutional. Do you want to do that at no cost? Hillsdale gives this to us at no cost. It's amazing they're able to do this. Do it with your kids, with your parents. with your liberal Aunt Peggy. Watch her scream at your laptop. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse lets you enroll for free. There is no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Talk one more word about the everything's Hitler in a moment. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let me finish this up really quickly because then we're going to get to the hive mind stuff and some emails and things like that. Why do they do it? World War II. Well, there are a few different reasons, but one of the main ones is communists have dumbed down the education system to such a degree in this country, on purpose. This was all done on purpose. Dumbed down enough people so they only know one or two basic things, and most of the things they know aren't right. And then they're always trying to crank the desperation level up in order to turn the street animal base into rabid animals who will go kill and murder and hurt people. That's why they do it. A good example of this is actually this right here. This is Representative. She's from Minnesota. Kozlowski is her name. Listen to what she talks about.
And they aren't going to stop being transgender just because you strip them from sports or from housing or from their health care or any other public place that you don't want us to be. And so, members, make no mistake that this is just another version of state-sanctioned bullying and genocide.
Genocide? Genocide's like the worst thing in the world. Taking an entire group of people, whether it be race, religion, and trying to slaughter them all. That's what genocide is. Why would you use that word to talk about men and women's sports? Because they're always trying to turn the desperation levels up to 11 in order to get the street animals going crazy. That's a huge reason why every bad guy who invades everywhere is Hitler. Anyone who wants peace is Chamberlain. Anyone standing up is Churchill. That's a huge reason why they do it. But a lot of it also comes back to simply stupidity. People don't learn about any other war. World War II is the only war they know. And you know what the ironic thing is about comparing every single thing to World War II? We compare everything to World War II because World War II was unique. So it's actually the last war you should probably compare anything to because it was so unique compared to every other war that's ever been fought. It stands alone. Therefore, it's not Hitler. Honestly, there are still people out there today when discussing Vladimir Putin, there are still people with a straight face saying that he's not going to stop there. He's going to march through Europe. The guy has been fighting for 3 years in Ukraine. And yeah, he's grabbed some territory, but he got stopped. He hasn't moved anymore. If for 3 years, he's been stuck in the same trenches in Ukraine. But sure, tomorrow he's going to wake up in Germany if we make peace with Vladimir Putin. You complete and utter freaking morons. Now, let's talk about Pam Bondi here real fast. Pam Bondi came out and she said that, surprisingly, the Epstein files they're going to release, there are going to be some redactions. Oh, okay. What a shock. You already knew that. And she said there were going to be redactions for national security reasons. Huh. Yeah, just think about that for a moment. Why would there be national security reasons? A billionaire, I realize he was rich, a billionaire doing terrible things to young women and doing these things with other politicians and billionaires and powerful people. I understand that it's scandalous. I get that. But why would it become a national security issue? Unless Jeffrey Epstein has some direct ties to an intelligence agency or two. Now that would be national security, wouldn't it? You see, being a scumbag who preys on women doesn't turn into a national security issue unless one of the national security agencies is involved. And believe me, it's certainly not that I'm accusing an organization like the FBI of protecting a predator of young women. It's not like they're on the record having done that before. Does Larry Nassar's name ring a bell? As that dirtball destroyed all those poor young gymnasts, and then we found out the FBI knew about it and covered it up. It's not that. It's not that the CIA would do such a thing. Or, yes, I've heard the rumors. It's not that Mossad would do such a thing. Oh, yeah. It's not that MI6 would do. Of course they all would. That's how intelligence agencies work. They find somebody and they figure out how to leverage people to get things out of other people. Of course that's how they work. The only reason you'd have to redact things for national security reasons is part of your national security apparatus was involved in the whole thing. That's the only reason. So that's odd. But again, another red flag. Another Bondi red flag. Let's do some emails. Jesse, it would be cheaper to pay illegals to self-deport. They would gladly leave if they went home with a couple grand in their pockets. Cost of rounding them up is more. Look, I don't want to pay people who came here illegally, but I get the concept. But you got to figure out how to get them out. You've got to figure out how to get them out. Jesse, how can you say, this is off me last week, I should note, when I said the people in Congress are massively underpaid. That's why we have so many complete and utter morons there. And this guy said, how can you say $165,000 a year for politicians who lie to everyone is not enough? That is, I can't use that word, working all my life and I never made $165,000 a year. You are beeping wrong on that. I put in 80, 90 hours a week as a chef and never came close to that. I could keep going because I love your show. You're wrong on this one, so on and so forth. But look, here's a truth in life. And we oftentimes don't like it. I know I personally don't like it, and Lord knows Chris doesn't like it, but the truth is you get what you pay for. In almost every case, you get what you pay for. If you're ordering a steak in the restaurant and it's $14, that's not going to be a great cut of meat. If you're buying a new pair of tennis shoes and they're $100, probably going to be a good pair of tennis shoes. If you're buying a brand new cars are insanely expensive now, but if you're buying a new car, brand new, fresh off the lot, 2025, and it's $18,000, that's going to be a piece of crap. If you're buying a brand new car and it's, I don't know what the expensive ones cost, $100,000, that's going to be a nice car. You start offering people the crappy life of being in Congress and you only offer them $165,000 a year, then you're asking for a bunch of complete and utter morons. And that's exactly what we have in Congress. And their staffers are too small. But I know that's like the least popular position in the world. So we shall move on. You know how we talked earlier about the European leaders and how after, in the wake of the Zelensky meeting with Trump, how they all started putting out the exact same message online. And I mean the exact same message. There's actually a great story summing it up for out of Red State today from Ward Clark. It was leader after leader after leader. And here was the message. Your dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. Oh, here's another one. Your dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. I'm not making this up. Another one. We will work to continue, or wait, your dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. These are all unique ones. That was for Germany. Your dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. On and on and on. The exact same wording got put out by all these different leaders online. Now, why and how does that happen? Well, we have a domestic example of that that has to do with Donald Trump and the United States Senate. I'll play that for you in a moment before we get to headlines. I don't have to explain to you that stock markets can go down, do I? If you paid any attention at all to what happened today, you are well aware that stock markets can go down. And I warned you, didn't I, that you need to get some gold, didn't I? Been telling you for how long? If you don't get it in your physical possession, I get it. I believe in that, and I would do that, but if you don't do that, I get it. If you don't get any in your retirement, you're insane. We are facing potential trade wars, which can lead to God knows what. The spending hasn't been cut a dime. I know Joe Biden's gone. Get some gold or silver as part of your retirement. Let GoldCo do it for you. You don't have to stress it. You don't have to know what you're doing. There's a company out there, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau for a reason. 6,000-plus five-star reviews for a reason. They'll even give you a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. Right now, they're handing out up to 15 grand in bonus silver. Call GoldCo and protect what you've busted your butt for so you don't wake up one day and see it all gone. Go to jessielikesgold.com or go to 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Trump's State of the Union starts in about 10 minutes. I'll be watching, as I'm sure you will. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss it. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember how many times you and I have talked about the hive mind, how communists are really more robot than human. They go up to the hive mind. They plug in, they get their latest software update on their latest talking points, and then they go and disseminate that to the masses. Robots, really, more than humans. I'm going to play a few things for you here, and I just want you to know that I'm actually underselling how bad this was. This is Senator Chuck Schumer from today.
I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down, they're up. Inflation is getting worse, not better. The prices of groceries, gas, housing, eggs, of essentials, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing, goose eggs, to lower prices for you.
This is Senator Chris Coons.
I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Shit that ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices have gone up, not down. Inflation is getting worse, not better. The prices of gas, housing, groceries, rent, and yes, even eggs, they're all getting more expensive. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's done nothing to lower prices for you. Instead, he's letting Elon Musk, an unelected...
This is Liz Warren.
I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Shit that ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down. Inflation is getting worse, not better. The cost of groceries, gas, housing, yeah, even eggs, is getting higher. Meanwhile,
this is Mazie Hirono.
I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down. Inflation is getting worse, not better. Prices of groceries, gas, housing, and rent, and yes, eggs, they're getting even more expensive.
You know how long I could do this? I'll put it to you this way. I don't have enough time left in the segment. That's four. You know how many Democrat senators put out the exact same statement in the exact same words today? 22 of them. Now do you understand how the hive mind works and why your liberal Aunt Peggy knows 100% a bunch of stuff that is just way not true? She goes up, she plugs in, she gets her programming, she disseminates it to the masses. That's how the communist hive mind works. Remember that. Let's do some emails before we get to headlines. Hey, Jesse. I've been a fan, been your fan since the start. Keep going harder. Listening to today, driving through Denver traffic, I have a comment on the woman in your supposedly safe neighborhood. My wife and I live in an upscale southwest Denver suburb for over 30 years. My son, 30 plus in age, is filling his mom's windshield washer fluid when a car thief tries to steal his running car in the driveway with my three-year-old grandson in it. Oh, gosh. It was cold, and he was about to leave. The golden retriever in the passenger seat may have averted the thief, but all Americans have to be on guard in all American cities until we reclaim the rule of law. Use my name. The car theft and child abduction was averted, thank God. Americans should not take any unnecessary risks until we reclaim our country. I keep telling you to get a Byrna pistol launcher. Get a Byrna pistol launcher, and please don't just get it. Carry it on you. When you're walking the dog, when you get the mail, I have one in my car. I have one in my bedside. I carry one in and out of the studio with me every single day. My wife has one now when she jogs. I finally got her to carry one all the time. It's non-lethal. So even if you're not a gun guy or your daughter doesn't like guns or whatever it is, they shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls. You need to be ready to stop an evil man even in your safe neighborhood in this country now. Byrna pistol launchers, they're legal in all 50 states, so you don't get to say, but I'm in California. No permit needed. No background check. You go to Byrna, B-Y, I should point out, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com/Jesse, and you get a huge discount on one. Go get one for everybody you love. Byrna.com/Jesse. Stop taking chances, man. There are still freaking dirt balls out there all over the place, protected by Democrats. You hear the Boston mayor?
My condolences and all of our thoughts are with the family of the individual whose life has been lost.
That individual was the guy who attacked a bunch of people with a knife. Democrats in this country protect evil people with all their being. Maybe think about that Byrna pistol launcher, huh?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
60% of adults will be overweight...
And now...
Here's a headline.
60% of adults will be overweight or obese by 2050. I have a hard time believing that. Feminism is on the decline. Hong Kong firm offloads Panama ports after Trump pressure. I would celebrate a lot that they sold these two big ports in Panama, except they sold them to BlackRock. Long Island cop, allegedly on the mafia payroll, sold his badge to the Bonanno crime family, prosecutors say. It's a fascinating story about corruption and the Bonannos and whatnot, but I thought, honestly, the most fascinating part of this is this cop, if he actually did all these things, did it for $1,500 a month. You can make $1,500 a month working at Starbucks, and he's going to federal prison for $1,500 a month? Caroline Levitt reveals who will attend Trump's congressional speech as special guests. As you can imagine, it's a bunch of victims of illegals and things like that. I think we're in for a wild speech tonight. And from what I understand, Democrats are planning all kinds of wild, stupid resistance stuff. It's going to be one to watch. Make sure you tune in. Former DNC staffer under fire for allegedly leaking ICE raid details. This ICE raid was about MS-13. This ICE raid was about picking up the most violent monsters, and Democrats once again did everything they could to ensure they couldn't be picked up. I know Republicans can suck oftentimes. If you vote for Democrat, you're insane, and you vote for people to be raped and murdered. Russian Olympic champion turned lawmaker dead after falling from a window. Man, it really is hazardous to hang around windows in Russia. It's wild. Fast food chain says they've RFK'd their fries, opting for a healthier cooking alternative. I was so excited when I saw this was a Steak and Shake. I'm a Steak and Shake freak. Plus, their fries are nice and thin and crispy. And at one point in time, they had like a Cajun burger and a garlic burger. Chris, Steak and Shake is underrated. I'm telling you, man. We used to have one here, but it was in a bad part of town and ended up going out of business. Anyway, enjoy the Trump State of the Union. I'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.